Oh, today we have some goat, we have some elk tacos, we have some wild boar at the International Station.
Gary Koltek's the senior culinary director. He's walking me through the dining hall at KSU, pointing out some of the 300 menu items. He makes sure half of those dishes are different every day. I look for the longest line to see what's popular.
French toast.
You guys are waiting in line for French toast as well?
It's good.
So these are our farm fresh eggs that come off our farm every day. We have a couple hundred chickens.
That's right. The French toast is made with eggs from KSU's own farm. The university actually has three farms, two in North Georgia and another just a couple miles down the road from campus.
Hey, who are you?
That is Bacon.
So pretty. Hey, Bacon.
Those are KSU employees.
Patrol dogs, Bacon and Eggs, protect the free-range chickens and the three goats scattered, smothered, and covered. Michael Blackwell's the lead farmer. KSU bought this site just last year right along I-75. The university says it grows about 20% of its produce at the farms.
Squash, zucchini, eggplant.
And inside the greenhouse,
broccoli, cauliflower, lettuces, kohlrabi.
Gary Koltek says the short trips from the farms to dining hall help keep down costs.
Right now, tomato prices just spiked up to about $60 a case, but we have thousands of pounds of tomatoes in the greenhouse.
Kennesaw State requires all full-time students to participate in the meal plan at some level, and that helps the bottom line, too. So what did I eat? An emu taco. It was good, but for all I know, it could have been chicken. I also had some venison, a bit dry, which Koltek noticed before I even took a bite, and quickly pulled it off the serving line. He says the chefs will use it for stew tomorrow.
If we have tons of food left over at the end of the day, we didn't do a very good job forecasting.
That's Melissa McMahon, KSU's culinary marketing person. She says the dining hall has to turn a profit. Of course, none of this is sustainable if the customers don't like it. I interrupted almost a dozen students during lunch, and all the reviews were positive. And then there's sophomore Justin Komisar, who came up to me.
This is my lunch and my dinner, so I think I'm allowed to be a little bit critical of it. And it's hit or miss, to be honest.
So I asked him to give the chef some advice.
You have to find your passion again.
Looks like Justin may have a future as a restaurant critic. In Kennesaw, I'm Lisa George for WABE News.